A top 40 radio station in Calgary, Alberta, introduced listeners to a new format.
90.3 AMP, now twice the music.
Now, when they say twice the music, they actually mean half the song. That is, this station plays songs that have been heavily edited. The goal, they say, is to keep listeners from getting bored. Steve Jones is the programming man behind this venture. He's vice president with the Canadian radio firm Newcap, which owns 90 stations. Mr. Jones, welcome.
Thank you, Melissa. It's a pleasure.
Can I just say from the outset, I'm going to put my cards on the table here. I think this is a terrible idea. I think this is everything I don't want to think about where we are in society today.
Well, I appreciate getting any biases out of the way early. That's good.
So defend this for me. Why do you think it's a good thing?
When you think about why songs are the length they are, why are they generally between 3 and 5 minutes, it goes back 60 years. And if you were a musician back then, you really wanted radio airplay, you needed to have a 45. So artists complied and created 3 to 5 minute songs. Really what we're trying to do is redefine what listeners want.
But have you actually been hearing from listeners who say, boy, you know, I'd listen to your radio station, but your songs are just too darn long?
No, we've never heard that. But then before Twitter, I don't think anyone said, wow, I wish we could communicate in shorter bursts. But we were observing in 2.5 years of consumer research leading up to this change that people were suffering from a sort of iPod fatigue, where they would put a song on, listen to it for 90 seconds or 2 minutes, and then hit next song and listen to that song for 90 seconds or 2 minutes. And we thought, as a radio station, how can we adapt and change to suit the way our target audience is digesting media?
Okay, so at the risk, Mr. Jones, of sounding totally out of date, if I'm an artist, aren't I thinking, I created a song that I thought should be a certain length. Who are you, Mr. Programmer in Canada, to say, we're taking out a minute and a half?
I think there's a misconception that artists think that way. For years, songs have been edited or altered or changed or remixed to suit the needs of various radio stations. So the idea that artist integrity drives what is heard on the radio, I think, is a bit of a fallacy. In large part, what drives what's heard on the radio is an artist's desire to have their music hit the mainstream and a record label's desire to profit from that.
I wonder where this stops, Mr. Jones. I mean, you know, if you think about great story songs that you would hear on country radio, chop out a section of it and maybe we never know why George Jones stopped loving her today. You know, there's got to be some place where this just doesn't work.
I agree completely. I think that country radio would be a terrible place to try this. I also think that classic rock songs, it would be very difficult to present listeners who have for decades heard the songs a certain way.
Well, let me try something out on you here, Mr. Jones, because you said you didn't think this could be applied to the classic rock format, but we gave it a shot. One of our producers has been busy with his editing tools, and we have a preview here of something that we're calling supercuts.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 2 o'clock tonight.
That's pretty good. But I think at 2 minutes and 18 seconds, that song would fit perfectly on our Calgary station if it were released today.
All right, here's another one.
I couldn't get no satisfaction from that.
Yeah.
We are trying to maintain the essence and the integrity of the song, and the things that are being taken out almost go unnoticed by listeners.
As I listen to you talk about this, I'm thinking, okay, so you're just conditioning people to want things to be shorter all the time. What's their appetite going to be for anything that's longer if you keep going in this direction?
Well, we try not to think like that. I mean, we're looking at one radio station in one competitive situation where we think that this is an experiment we should try and see what comes of it. And there may be cases where we do this in other stations, but there's always room for long-form radio programming. There always will be.
Well, Mr. Jones, I can't say that I endorse what you're doing up there, but I do appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Steve Jones is vice president of the Canadian radio firm Newcap, which owns 90 stations, one of which, AMP 90.3, is playing edited versions of Top 40 songs.